This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
The Apostle Paul was one of the most educated apostles. He grew up in Tarsus, a great university city. And there he learned to speak Koine Greek, the common language of the Roman Empire. However, he also learned Hebrew and Aramaic. In fact, Paul had committed great sections of the Old Testament to memory. But he also had a very liberal education in philosophy and the arts. Later, he was tutored in Jerusalem by Gamaliel, a master teacher known throughout the Jewish world. You see, Paul was indeed an educated man. However, he did not rely on his exceptional educational background when he became an apostle to the Gentiles. Listen to what he wrote to the Corinthians.
When I came to you, brothers and sisters, announcing the mystery of God to you, I did not come with brilliance of speech or wisdom. I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. My speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not be based on human wisdom, but on God's power.
Yes, Paul was a brilliant man and a very well-educated man. He used this knowledge, but most importantly, he relied on the Holy Spirit's power. And in spite of his own weaknesses, he became one of the greatest missionaries of all time. Again, Paul would not condone a lack of diligence to communicate effectively. However, he warns all of us not to depend on our human abilities, but on God's supernatural power and the gospel of Jesus Christ.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.